From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, the hottest baby names in Texas: Sophia, Jacob, and Mabel. We'll start with the effort to remake the Dallas school system. Backers of the home rule proposal turned in more than enough signatures today to force the school board to act. KERA's Bill Zeeble looks at the hurdles ahead.
Whether you're for or against the home rule push to change how the Dallas school system operates, no one claims surprise by the 48,000 signatures turned in. Support Our Public Schools is the organization that had volunteers and paid collectors gather those signatures. Geronimo Valdez sits on the group's board and says it means that's how many people want change in DISD.
This is as close to a mandate as you can get in DISD voter participation.
I think if you had enough money, you could get petitions to pave the moon if you paid people enough to get those petitions.
Harriet Earhart is a former educator and state representative who opposes the home rule effort. She believes many signatures came from people who didn't know what they were signing.
Do you support our public schools? They'd say, of course I support our public schools. We'll sign this petition. And I think that we ought to be able to request copies of them, and that we ought to be able to then check with some of the people who signed them and see how far down do we need to go before we find somebody who says, I hadn't a clue that that's what this meant.
Valdez says Earhart's among just a handful of vocal opponents that number under 100.
My position is that the number of folks that want to see change far outnumber the very few people who want to protect the status quo.
State law gives the district 5 days to verify the signatures. Then DISD board members have 30 days to choose 11 of 15 commission members who will write the new charter. A DISD advisory committee of teachers picks the other 4 members. Rena Honey is president of the Alliance AFT, Dallas's largest teacher organization, and she's a member of the advisory committee.
As are other teachers, there are administrators, there are a couple of parents, there are some community people. So there are others that are there, but that particular topic has not come up in conversation at those meetings yet.
Honey, who opposes home rule, says that means her group has work to do. The few trustees KERA reached say the same. The 15-member commission must reflect DISD demographics. Home rule supporters want the new charter written and approved by the Texas Education Commissioner by mid-August to get on the November ballot. Dallas School Board President Eric Cowan won't say the deadline's impossible, but adds it's going to be tough. Geronimo Valdez says the U.S. Constitution was drafted in under 4 months, so he's optimistic. The school board meets Monday to discuss what it'll do next. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now, there are some Texans who are so dismayed by Washington that they throw around the S word. No, not that one. Secession. Today on Think, a pair of North Texas historians told Chris Boyd that the idea is pure fantasy. Think producer Stephen Becker explains.
Texas was a sovereign nation for nearly a decade before joining the Union in 1845. Maybe that's why secession seems to some like an actual possibility.
I don't know about that.
That's Kyle Wilkeson, a history professor at Collin College.
There's a great deal of Texas chauvinism that's still quite popular in our culture. And the truth is, of course, that the 9 years that Texas was independent, its government spent desperately scratching on the back door of the United States of America trying to get in. Mm-hmm. So I think there's probably a lot more pride in Texas independence in 2014 than there was in 1836, 37, 38.
That's probably because those original Texans knew what it was like to be on the outside looking in.
The state would be bankrupt without all the federal spending.
Michael Phillips is also a Collin College history professor.
And in fact, the modernization of Texas to a large degree is a result partly of World War II and Defense Department spending and, you know, the building of the interstate highway system. And the fact is the federal government gives lots of money for our prison systems, our colleges, our schools. And we would take a huge tax bite if these crazy secessionists got their way.
Okay, so Texas is staying put. But Phillips says the secession talk has its roots in a deeper problem in the state.
I think it has to do with, I would say, ethno-racial identity. There's a sense that that Anglo majority is fading, and they're hoping to draw the moat, you know, that people who fantasize about secession, they're fantasizing about keeping certain people out.
That's odd, Wilkerson says, because at least some of those people had to be let in.
One of the great ironies, I think, of current Texas chauvinism is how much it has been rejuvenated by newcomers. I think that Texas attracts a certain kind of newcomer to it because of this myth, which they then strengthen with their additions.
So if someone's throwing around wild ideas, they might not be from around here. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Michael Phillips and Kyle Wilkerson wrote a new book called The Texas Right, The Radical Roots of Lone Star Conservatism. Their conversation on Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can find the podcast at kera.org/think. Sophia and Jacob are hot. David and Mary, not so much. Today, the Social Security Administration released the most popular baby names state by state. Sophia was the top baby girl name in Texas last year, and for the boys, Jacob was number one. Social Security also tracks the popularity of baby names over many decades. David and Mary topped that list 50 years ago. KERA's digital news editor Eric Austin wrote about this on keranews.org, and he's with me now to play the name game. Hi, Eric.
Hi, BJ.
Now, Jacob seems like a no-brainer. That name's been popular for a while, but I am curious about Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia has skyrocketed to the top. Social Security tracks the top 100 baby names in each state. And in Texas, Sophia first made the top 100 in the year 2000. Now, by 2007, she arrived in the top 10. And since 2011, Sophia has been number one.
How does this compare to national trends?
Now, Sophia was also number one nationally last year for girls. Jacob, the number one Texas baby boy name, was ranked third in the U.S. The most popular boy's name nationwide last year was Noah. But the name Jaden is really interesting. It was the second most popular boy name in Texas last year, but it ranked number nine nationally.
Where does Jaden come from?
Yeah, credit pop culture for this one. Many say Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith helped the name's popularity when they named their son Jaden. That's J-A-D-E-N. But Jaden with a Y is the name that's more popular.
So what are some names at the top of the charts in Texas that don't register so much nationally?
Yeah, interesting question. Let's start with Jose. Since 1960, Jose has always been in or near the top 10 in Texas. It reached the number one spot in 2000. Nationally, Jose peaked in 2004, but in 28th place. It's taken a nosedive since. But in Texas, Jose ranked number six last year. Now, Juan is also more popular in Texas. Last year, it was ranked 28th here, but 100th nationwide.
Well, what about the girls?
Let's not leave the girls out. On the girls' side, some names that are more popular here than elsewhere, Zoe, Camilla with one L, and Victoria. But two really stick out. The name Genesis. It's really gained a lot of ground in recent years. Genesis ranked 18th in Texas last year and 55th nationally. Then there's Jimena. That's spelled X-I-M-E-N-A. And Jimena ranked number 28 in Texas last year, but way down at number 162 nationally.
Maybe those are the names of the future. What other names are we seeing on the horizon?
Well, nationally for the boys, Jaycion made a huge jump in the U.S. rankings from 2012 to last year. And other boy names making big jumps include Atlas, Duke, Deacon, and Forrest. That's Forrest with two R's. And for the girls, Marjorie, Lennon, Oakley, and how about Mabel? They were some of the names that have soared.
Soared? Marjorie and Mabel?
Yeah, what's old is new again. And we'll see if any of those names have enough power to become the next Jacob or Sophia.
Eric Austin, thank you so much.
Thank you, BJ.
From Michael to Ethan, from Mary to Mabel, you can explore the popularity of Texas baby names at keranews.org. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.